This is a podcast that you want to come to, where we're supporting all women who are going through different things or have gone through different things and want to stop by and encourage and say something that will uplift and inspire another female. So, thank you for stopping by, and I hope you enjoy this episode.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I am great. Merry Christmas Eve. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. Merry Christmas Eve to you. How are you doing?
I'm great. I can't complain. I'm in South Florida visiting some family, so all is well.
That's nice. That is nice. So, thank you for joining in. First, if you don't mind, introduce yourself. I don't think we had a topic really to talk about, so you are free to talk about anything you would like. I might have some questions. I'm pretty sure I will have some questions to throw out there. And if you have any businesses or affiliations with anything.
I apologize. I'm so sorry. I was having a little bit of technical difficulties. I couldn't hear you. What'd you say?
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're fine. You're fine. Yeah, I can hear you clearly now. I'm sorry. Okay, so what was your question?
So I was saying, introduce yourself.
Okay, so my name is...
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. My name is Alexandria Walker. I am the director of an inclusive plus-size pageant here in Florida. I am a plus-size model. I try to be influential in my community with community service. I do a little bit of everything.
So, did you have a specific topic that you wanted to talk about?
You know what's really been on my heart lately? I feel relationships have really been on my heart lately because I've seen so many different things that's going on, like, this holiday season. That's crazy.
So let's talk about it. What you want to talk about? Say what's on your heart.
I was talking to my best friend, and I said, you know, I really wish that as a culture of women, like, we stop normalizing toxic, you know? And that's really what's been kind of weighing on my heart, trying to, you know, normalize to all women that we deserve the best of the best, you know, regardless of what place we are in life.
I agree with that. I totally agree with that. We settle for so much, and I think that we settle too soon and settle for less. And I think that us as women, because we've been in so many bad relationships, some of us have been in, you know, quite a few. I have had my share. That when we do get something good, we don't know how to handle it.
Definitely. I feel the same way. I kind of felt the same way when I met my husband, because he's a really good dude. I was like, yeah, I kind of like, wait, whoa, why are you so nice? You know, it's kind of, it's almost weird. You know? And I just don't feel like that should be life, you know, to question things that are good that are coming to you.
I agree. I think sometimes, though, when you do, like, because, for an example, I think every relationship starts off as the guy showing some good stuff, and then it, like, turns into something else, and you're not expecting it. Well, maybe I speak for me, not other people. I speak for me. I'm in that current situation as we speak. Like, I have a great guy, and for the first year that we were together, I constantly was just, like, questioning him. The whole year.
And you know, like, I'm a curvy girl and my friends are curvy too, so I kind of thought, like, for a while, I guess I was oblivious to the fact that, you know, it goes outside of plus size women, it goes to all types of women. Like, I've met the most beautiful women and they have, you know, worse stories than I have, and I'm just like, wait, I thought this was kind of, like, you know, inclusive to a size thing, but it's more than that.
Yep.
And it's just, it's crazy. It really is. I mean, I told myself my goal for 2021 would be to, you know, try to make an impact in normalizing certain things, like normalizing self-worth and self-care, and, you know, because that's something that I had to teach myself that I'm still learning how to master, you know?
So how would you do that?
For me, it's an everyday battle. What I've been trying to do is to make myself a priority. Like, I'm so quick to prioritize everything and everyone over myself, and I feel like that's a woman trait, you know?
Yep.
For ourselves, and, you know, sometimes we can give so much of ourselves that we have nothing left for us.
I've been there.
And I've actually, it took me, you know, to be honest, I think one day I had a mental breakdown because, you know, I'm going to be real with you, I did. And I was just like, I don't understand, like, why I feel the way that I do. I don't understand why I feel like I'm giving so much out and I'm not getting enough back in return, you know. And I was like, I just don't understand why I feel the way that I do. And then I, you know how you have, sometimes you have to have a good cry to resolve some things. Yeah, and I was like, I can't do this anymore to myself. Like, I have to start loving me. In the way that I love other people.
I can relate. I honestly can relate.
Yeah, it's hard. Like, you know, it's the little things. Like, even, like, with it being the holidays, finances are tight for a lot of people, especially with COVID out here and stuff like that. So I tell myself, like, just acts of self-love, whether it be self-affirmations, you know, getting yourself out of toxic situations, whether it be friendships, relationships, family situations, just anything that's impure for you, you know, trying to remove it from around you. I feel like that is self-care in itself.
Yeah, most definitely. Because if you remove the toxic stuff from out of your life, you have more time to embrace the positive things. Well, that's how I see it anyways, like removing toxic friendships and family members. Yeah, I love you, but I don't have to deal with you.
I gotta love myself too. Right. And I mean, I totally feel that. Like, and when I meant, like, you know, discuss about relationships, I meant not only, like, you know, like romantic relationships, friendships, like any type of relationship, because I feel like 2020 really spoke to me when it came to relationships. And then it taught me, like, the most relationship that I have to have, you know, is the one that I have with myself. You know,
that was powerful.
Because at the end of the day, you can, like, you can do everything for a person. You really can. And they'll just shit on you. Like, and it's just crazy to me. Like, it really is.
Yep.
And, you know, I used to hear people talk about it, but I never really started experiencing it. Like, 2020 taught me a lot, bro.
I think 2020 taught everybody something. And if you didn't learn anything while going through this year, then something's wrong.
Yeah, you had to be slain. Yeah, bro, it is. Like, this year was crazy. Like, a lot of people say that it was the worst. I feel like I learned more in these past 12 months than I have in the past maybe 25 years of my life. You know? It's crazy. Like, you know, I actually caught COVID in July because I was working at a female prison here in my home, well, in my town that I live in. And I'm grateful that I didn't have, like, you know, as bad of side effects as other people do, but I thank God, because, you know, that could have been my life. I mean, reflectively, like, you ever look back and be like, dang, I put myself in so many situations, that could have been my life. I could have not came home. And I'm just like, you're just like, bro, what was I thinking, bro? And then at the same time, I'm just like, you know, I gotta thank God for his grace, because, baby, if it was up to me, I would be on my own.
Wow. How did you handle with COVID-19? How did you, like, how were you emotionally when you found out?
Honestly, emotionally, like, I was so out of, like, that's how you know, like, you get to the place where you care about everybody else besides yourself. I was not even worried about me. I was worried about everybody else except for me. I was like, oh my God, is everybody gonna be okay? Like, not even realizing, like, I have a temperature of, like, 104. Like, not realizing, like, I was, you know, the critical state that I was in. And, like, in hindsight, I'm like, bro, when I was in the hospital, actually, for two or three days, and the entire time that I was in the hospital, I wasn't even really worried about me, to be honest.
Oh, wow.
And I was just like, you know, even just saying some things out loud, I'm just like, wait, what? Like, that's kind of crazy how you could be in the midst of a personal crisis and not even, like, you know.
Think about yourself.
Yeah. Like, from that point, I was just like, whoa. Like, whoa. But, I mean, honestly, I had COVID, and I mean, I'm grateful because all I really had was a temperature and some weakness and things like that. It honestly breaks my heart because there's people really out here losing their livelihood, losing their business, losing everything that they've worked their whole life for, just, you know, in situations that I felt like could have been avoided.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, especially, I know you're a small business owner too, and you're a model too, and it's hard out here, because I tell myself 2020 gonna be my year. I'm gonna be out here in area codes, traveling, doing this, doing that. And 2020 was just like,
nah.
2020 was just like, nah. Yeah, nah.
You good.
So I told myself, like, yeah, pretty much. I was like, well, I'm gonna just have to get a mask in every color for 2021, because I have to start living my life for me, you know?
Right. That's how I feel about that whole situation. I've actually, for the whole year, I stayed in the house. Like, I didn't want to go nowhere. I just go to the grocery store. I'd be like, okay, I'm going early in the morning. And over here where I live at, they open early, but they only let the eldest come in first for, like, the first hour. And then they let everybody else come in.
Right.
And I used to be like, yo, I got to be to work.
Right.
So, I'm coming in.
That part, yeah.
So, but, one of my friends, she got it. She had got it. And then, you know, I was asking her, like, how are you dealing with it? And she was like, honey, I'm fine now, but I'm telling you and I tell everybody else, like, you got to live your life. You can't let this hold you back. You just got to be careful and, you know, keep your mask on, stay 6 feet away from people. So I'm like, 2021, I'm supposed to be out here. Like, I'm having my mask.
I'm living.
I don't care if I'm going to be in a bubble. Like, I'm going to be out here in a plastic bubble. Like, you know.
Yeah, like, I was like, bro, I feel like, I wouldn't say that I wasted 12 months, but those 12 months, I could have been doing more. Like, I need to get back in the game, is what I told myself. Like, I'm going to be in the game with a mask on. Like, you know, definitely.
Yeah.
You know, that's the best thing that we have to do. Like, try to make a new normal, if that makes sense. I feel like we all been on isolation mode.
Yeah.
And in some ways, I feel like if you have, like, me personally, I deal with, like, anxiety and I deal with depression, especially.
Mm-hmm.
When you have anxiety and depression, homie, you can't be locked up in the house all the time. Mm-hmm. It gets to you.
Oh, yeah. It does.
You really can't.
It does.
And I said, you know, I've been trying to do, like, little things, like, you know, but after a while, you'd be like, whew. You know, you have no choice but to get in your own head and start dealing with yourself. I feel like that's one thing that 2020 has given me, the ability to stop distracting myself, to deal with myself.
Wow, I like that. I really like that.
You know, all the distractions are gone. You know, like, I don't know about you, but personally, like, it's easy when you're dealing with something to just hop up and be like, well, I'm gonna just go do this, this, and this. And quarantine was like, nah, everything's closed, homie. You going to work or home. That's it.
And now you gotta deal with yourself.
Right. And I feel like that's the best thing that I could have ever done for myself, was to deal with myself. And I mean, I'm still dealing, but you know, I try to digress. Like, I told myself 2021, I'm gonna try to, you know, like, you know, get my voice out there, try to pass the word of positivity onto other women. Like, I feel like I was telling my best friend, I said, you know, I wish we as women of color were more empowering to each other and, you know, like, helped each other eat. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that is one thing I wish for too, and it sucks that we don't do that, because society or TV or whatever has made us feel like we have to compete with the next woman, or we can't embrace her or empower her. And I think that is so stupid. Like, to me, that is the dumbest thing ever, because us as women, we are some powerful human beings. And if we came together,
yes,
where we are, right? And if we, like, work together and did some things together, like, I believe it that we would see some change in the world with different stuff.
Definitely.
Like,
definitely. Like, I told myself, like, I told my best friend, so she's my talent manager, I said, man, this year we gonna get out here and we gonna make some business relationships, and you know, I said, everything attached to us is gonna win this season. I don't know about y'all, but it's no more options. All we have to do is, you know, win. So I've definitely been looking for other women like you who are just influential, who are getting their voice out here, and you know, it's all love, and I love it.
I love that. I love your attitude, and that's a beautiful thing. I will be definitely rooting for you. Like, let me know.
Tag me in something.
You let me know. I'm there rooting for you all the way, because we need more females with that type of mentality. That's the only way that we're going to grow.
Now, next time you have a photo shoot, I'm going to try to make sure I slide out there, you know, to what your state does. Because I love like the plus size boutiques. I feel like I love what you're doing, because they're so, I myself work in an office. I'm a probation officer. Cool, whatever. Mm-hmm. But not every plus size woman works in an office. Not every woman wants to look like she's 50.
Right.
Like, why we can't be fine too, you know?
For real. Ooh, I agree with that. How do you like being a probation officer or working in that office?
Honestly, I like it. Like, I feel like, you know, in a way, it's kind of some barriers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. Because honestly, I live in a small town in Florida. It's in between Gainesville mm-hmm. and Orlando, which Orlando's like Disney World. That's what it's known for, pretty much. And, you know, I feel like there's a lot of, I'm from the Miami area, so I never experienced racism until I moved to Marion County, and it's just like crazy to me.
Wow.
So I'm like one of the only women of color in my office.
Oh wow.
And it's kind of crazy. So I just recently started working there because I was a correctional officer before, and kind of like when I see some people see me, they're like, oh, you work here? I'm like, yeah, why we can't be, you know, why can't we break down the barriers? You know what I mean? Why can't we be educated?
Right.
Be degree,
right.
You know? I mean, I don't.
And a lot of us are.
Are, yeah, exactly. That's why I was like, I have so many beautiful friends that are educated, that have a degree, that are qualified. I don't, like, why can't we normalize, like, you know what I mean? Normalize these things.
That's what I love. I've seen, I be watching, and I be on Facebook looking and reading and stuff, and I've seen black judges and black medical, like, I got my degree. Just, I support that to the fullest, because society has made it seem like black people only do dumb, ignorant
right.
stuff, and it's not everybody, but you know, they make it seem like, oh, you're black, so you're not smart. Oh, how did you do that? You scammed your way
right,
through
right.
some other stuff.
Like, a good example of that is one time me and my dude, we were going to a luxury apartment in our neighborhood. I mean, I'm 25, mm-hmm. he's 23. So at the time, you know, I guess as we walked in and we were young and black, they just assumed that we didn't have any credit or anything. So she was like, well, that's, I was like, okay, well, how do we apply? How's the application fee? Like, how much is the move in? She was like, well, that's if you get approved. I was like, well, you know, sis. I'm like, sis, you work here. And I mean, I'm telling you, I'm a law enforcement officer. Like, what?
Like, what do you mean?
Yeah, I'm just like, why does everything, like, why do we have to assume that because of the color of my skin or how I may dress that day that I am blessed then, you know?
Yeah.
It's crazy to me. Crazy yeah. concept. But, you know, I just, that's something that I'm going to work on. I'm going to work on trying to empower women. Like, you know, even if it's, I feel like I told myself, if I touch one woman next year and make a difference in one life, the whole year is worth it, you know?
Yeah.
This worth.
I agree. Yeah, we have to. Because, you know, it's just, with social media and TV and radio and all this other stuff,
influences.
Where are they
right.
getting it from? Yeah, like they're not getting it from. They don't know anything else but what they're seeing on social media. Like, I've gotten to the point that I used to be on social media like, oh my God, this lady is a size, you know, 2
yeah.
or whatever, and she's living her best life. Like, I need to get down to a size 2. And then one day I snapped out of it like, I would never be. A size
and I would be fat and happy. Yes.
And that's it. I would be fat and happy. Like, I would learn how to love myself and, you know, embrace me. Like, I've always been a big girl. It's never going away. I'm not going to
it's
go get
vibe.
Surgery.
Yeah.
I'm not spending Yeah, girl, you know what I mean? So
I feel that. Like, I feel like, and something too that I like that I've noticed about your boutique is, like, I hate when plus size rent. Like, I'm not trying to rent, but I hate when I go to some place like Fashion Nova or, you know, Forever 21 or whatever. They don't have no people that are shaped like me. Like, I'm looking like, she is curvy queen. I'm a little round, if you haven't noticed. Where's the round models at, you know? Like, it's a lot more of us round girls than it is, you know, the nice curvy, you know, elegant, you know, got the stomach tucked in. Now, I don't, my stomach don't tuck in. This is folds over, baby. Oh. And I'm not wearing that much shapewear everywhere. Like, I can't. That's not life.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, no.
Can't breathe. Mm-mm. I can't
like,
do it.
It's just, you know, and I think something that's crazy to me is, like, people assume that because you're bigger, you're unhappy. They're like, well, how can you be happy with your weight? Like, what the fuck? Just like how you can be happy with your weight, huh?
Right.
Yeah.
I like food. Like, come on. Like, what? Yeah. You know? I agree with that, though. Yeah. Totally. I totally agree with that. No lie. Like, I am, I think next year I'm going to push this thing called Fat Girl Happy.
Lit.
Like, I'm... Fat girl movement,
okay,
fat girl happy. Because
it's a whole movement.
I would definitely. It's a whole movement. Like, at the end of the day, we spend so much time, and society has made us feel like, you're not supposed to look like that. You need to fit how we want you to. You need to look how we want you to look. And they've tried so much to put fat people in freaking box. Like, no. I'm living outside of that box. I can't even fit in the box,
like,
so I'm living outside of that box.
I'm telling you, when the size out my thighs, though, I don't care how you look. Yes, I got this village, but I'm trying to, you know, it's the confidence for me.
Yep. And I'm wearing crop tops and everything. Like, I'm going to the beach with two-piece bathing suits on.
Look,
and if you don't like what you see,
business,
you don't have to look
right,
this way. Like, I'm not going to change.
I remember who, that I
part.
Drove down to my parents' house. They live about 4 hours away from me. So I was talking to my best friend. She came with me. And I was like, you know, I know the difference between artists. I don't remember what artists were comparing to the city girls. But I said, you know, the city girls, what makes them so hype is they have big energy, big confidence. Like their confidence is on 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they don't care how... You know what I mean? That's what sells them. And then I remember there's this other really, really pretty female rapper. I can't remember her name. And I was like, you can kind of just tell that she's not confident with who she is, but she appears to have it all, you know? So that just goes to tell me, like, confidence has nothing to do
mm-hmm.
with how much money you have in your pocket. It has nothing to do with your body type. It none of that.
None of that. And that's true. Because I'll go to Walmart and buy me a little Walmart outfit. And put that thing on and think I'm the finest woman in the room. And I will walk in the room like the finest chick in this mug. Like,
love that
yeah.
big energy.
So,
and, you know, I feel like that's what we need to normalize. We need to normalize confidence. We need to normalize all these different things. And that's something that I'm going to set forth and doing. Like, every time, you know, I'm like, any chance that I get, I'm here.
Well, I definitely challenge
okay,
you to do that.
Okay.
And I'm going to back you up.
I feel like I'm here for the fact that
I will back you up.
You know,
for real.
To my heart, I'm a fat girl. Always will be.
Always. That's going to be a whole movie, girl. I'm not playing.
I'm so
serious. Like, next year?
Okay, and I'm going to be
will
in
you
a,
see these t-shirts?
I told my dude, I said, and let me get just a little bit of air. It's going to be over. I'm going to, don't say nothing. Just get out the way. At all. Just mind your business.
Don't say nothing to me.
A little
bit of booty, honey, and it's over.
I feel like, you know, we have to let people know that there's barriers that are being broken down. Like, even if you think about it on a political level, like, we have, I'm Jamaican and I'm African American. We have a Jamaican and African American moving into the White House in January. Like, what the hell? Like, that's crazy as hell.
Is making the history.
I'm just like, color girls, tap
that
in.
Is history. That's it. And that's all we need to do is be tapping in right now and getting this positive energy and keeping our spirits clean and our hands clean and pushing positivity, because there's so much negativity going on and it sucks. I hate it. Like, I really
do.
It drains
my spirit.
That goes
into relationships. You don't understand how putting yourselves in certain toxic situations will drain your spirit and block your blessings. And I'm heavy on vibes and, you know, spiritual connections and stuff. Like,
yep.
Spirit ain't right. Get around me. I can do it.
Yep. I've had to cut off friendships that I've had for at least like 5+ years because I just couldn't deal with it. And I will cut people off with the quickness now. I don't care if you're family, friend, I've known you for years. I don't care how much history we have. You will get cut off because I don't, that energy is too much.
Yeah.
And if every time I connect to you, it's something I don't want to connect with you anymore. You know what I mean? Like, we have to protect it. We got to protect our peace and our energy and you know, because it's a lot. And people don't know spirits.
It's
real, but it's real.
You know, more people were educated in that manner, like, especially, like, going back to relationships, who you connect with sexually, like, that is so important. Like, we always talk about things like soul ties and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you never know. You got to be careful who you lay in there with, you know what I mean? Like, you know, to me, a little bit of dark humor is like, you see these people that are so like scared for COVID, but I'm like, yeah, I'll be fucking people raw every other day. Like, whoa, like, but you worried about a mask? Like, whoa. Yeah, like, y'all, I see y'all.
Hey, you worried about a mask?
Like, it's something worse than COVID. I've been waiting for y'all. I'm gonna let you live.
For real.
Just like you wanna
for
live.
Real.
I'm gonna let you just
definitely
do your thing, boo. I'm not gonna get in your business. You know, but it's just that's what my jazz has been. You know, I do hope that through pageantry, I can pageantry and modeling and things like that, I can continue to connect with wonderful women like you, get good opportunities like this to get out and get my voice heard, because I've never done anything like this before. I'm just all my friends tell me like, you're a fucking mess, like your mouth, and I'm like, yeah, you know, that's what makes me who I am, like very much so.
Very much so. How long have you been?
I've been
doing
pageantry.
Okay,
so a little
pageantry
backstory on me. So, I've always been like, you know, I guess my husband calls it the Miami attitude. I always had the Miami City Girls attitude. Like, I'm the baddest bitch. I always felt like that. So, like, maybe almost 3 years ago now. My mom was gonna retire and I was on her insurance. So I was like, oh, let me go, you know, get my little teeth fixed, you know, go check into the doctor, see if I can get some weight loss, like, you know, something. Because I noticed I have, you know, starting getting unhealthy, like, at my biggest,
yeah,
I was like 5'30". So I said to my mom, like, you know, I'm gonna do this little bariatric consultation or whatever, and I'm gonna see what they talking about. But they probably ain't talking about nothing, because, you know, I ain't really gained that much weight. Like, when I left for college, I was like 240. When I came back to my consultation, I was 5'30". I said, whoa, it's a whole lot of depression out here. Like,
oh, wow.
So I ended up making the move and getting the gastric sleeve, which it was kind of crazy. Like, I should have listened to my mom and lost weight naturally. She was right. I'm going to give her that. She was very much right on that. But I went into the doctor and I stepped on the scale and it was like 525. I said, whoa, you talking about me? Did you? Like, put it in kilograms. Like, what? Like, whoa. So I was like, like, give me some more, like, make
gonna put it in kilograms.
Something. Don't tell me the conversion. But my mom, she's had like over 40 years in the medical field. So she has a lot of doctor friends. So her doctor friend hooked me up and I ended up getting the sleeve surgery. Which, because, you know, they hooked me up, I didn't learn as much as I needed to learn. So I never, let me not say that I never learned how to eat healthy, because my mom killed me. But I know the right thing to do. I just did not do it. Like, I just moved away from my mom's house, which is a sheltered environment. And I got out, you know, thinking I'm going to be a city girl, thinking I'm going to be doing hot girl shit, going to college. And a real bitch didn't know how to wash clothes. Like, it was crazy. So I said, well, I was my mom. My mommy's baby. And, you know, my parents are older. They didn't. At this point, they was just tired by the time they had me. They was just like, ugh. So they did everything for me. And a real girl went to college and life just beat my ass. Like, it really did. I thought I was going to walk. I thought walking out the door, I knew everything. Like, you could not tell me nothing. Like, you couldn't tell me that I didn't know everything. And then I moved and I'm calling my mom crying. Like,
at least, like, for the first year, like, almost every other day crying. I was like, Mom, I don't know what to do. Like, I don't know how to wash my fucking clothes. This is ridiculous. And she, you know. Yeah, it turns out she wanted to be right. Like, I probably was not ready at that point to leave, but I'm glad that I did, because it helped me grow as a woman. It helped me grow as, you know, helped me get different perspectives of life, because, you know, how I grew up, I thank God every day my parents worked so hard and I didn't have to experience some things. Like, I didn't know what it was like to struggle until I left under their roof. Because, I mean, and it wasn't like they didn't set me up properly. It was literally, it set me up, but I fucked the money up because I was like, oh, more is coming. And then, you know. Yeah, then one day more did not come. And I was like, oh, so my God, I fucking hate my life. But, you know, it gave me the opportunity to boss up and really see what I was capable of outside of the means that I was given, you know? So I said, you know, then I guess, right, and after that, you know, after that breakthrough, I had to realize that I had a hustle gene myself and I had a lot to offer. So I said, well, it's time to get in my bag too. But I'm not going to lie to you, I did have a couple of mental breakdowns in between. Right. I did.
Okay.
I feel like everybody does, but, you know, everybody's not that real about the situation. Like, I want to normalize, like, it's okay to not be okay sometimes. You're not going to be okay all the time. It's fucking not. You know? Like, are you having a bad day?
Yeah.
Yeah, every time you see somebody, girl,
you're not
going to
have a good day every day.
Good. This ain't good either. My lash coming off and everything. Like, it's been a week, girl. But definitely. I mean, if I had to, like, for whoever's listening, I mean, I feel like it's a sign for you to just be yourself and be the best person that you've always wanted to be. Don't let stereotypes or stigmas hold you back. Don't let your fears hold you back. Like, I remember my last mental breakdown, because you know, I had a few. I tried to cut off all my hair, but I fucked around and went to the barber and I forgot I had a sewing in, so I couldn't do that shit. So I was like, oh my God. So I got a tattoo.
Oh,
and it said faith over fear. Like, background about me, girl, I'm afraid of needles. Like, big afraid. But I was just so in the midst of my emotions that I got my first tattoo. And it said faith over fear, because that's something that I've always struggled with, is faith. Like, I've always been, like, the most, like, pessimistic, like, today is the worst person. Like, you know what I mean? Like, very, very hard for me to believe in things. It was always very hard for me to believe in the things that I couldn't see. But 2020 has taught me, like, faith is real. Faith moves mountains, you know? Definitely. That was my little spiel, though.
Yes, it does.
I mean, I definitely appreciate the opportunity.
I'm glad you said that. Most definitely. Anything that you have to share as far as businesses and stuff, you can always hit me up and I will share them. I do a lot of promoting, you know, on social media.
Get your name out
and
there,
I'm
but
always,
that's branding,
you know,
though. Like,
yeah, girl,
I feel like we have to educate ourselves in branding and things like that. Like, you yourself is a brand. So, that's why the... Yeah,
right.
That's why the name
exactly.
of my business
has... I've had to learn that.
LLC, and it's Grand Bourgeois, and I had the anticipation of opening up a boutique in my city, because, baby, when I tell you there is no raw plus-size clothes, you can't just be like, oh, bet. You can't be like, oh, bet, I'm going to go out to the club, let me go get something raw. Not at a 3X, I can. Not at all. But that's just how the cookie goes sometimes.
Wow.
Most.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm not going to lie to you. It's been hard. I've had a lot of breakdowns as well, because there are a lot of plus size boutiques. And on top of that, Fashion Nova just came out of nowhere, and I'm not knocking them because they're cute. They just popped out of nowhere a couple of years ago, and I had already started my boutique tour. When they popped out, I was like, yo, how am I going to
buy one, get one free?
When,
like,
they
actually
just popped out with the outfits.
I'm not saying it's drama, but I found out, like, a lot of designers, Fashion Nova, be taking their designs and just recreating it for cheaper.
I found that out too. So, like, my 2021 goal is for my boutique is I'm going to get me a sewing machine. I'm going to take me some sewing lessons.
Do it, babe. Do it.
And
like,
I'm going
know,
to start
to
coming
anything,
up with
I'm
my own outfit. I would definitely keep you in mind and definitely shoot you something when I start. Because I found out that
they use the same vendor.
That,
but they use the
same
vendor as Rainbow.
Using.
Like, that
all
got
the plus
sure. Like, I remember one time, I was like, I had my surgery. I was like, ooh, I done lost me some weight. Bitch, let me go to Fashion Nova. I bought something from Fashion Nova. And, bitch, my best friend bought the same thing from Rainbow for half the price. I was so livid. I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, and if they using the same ones, then that definitely can't work for me because Rainbow clothes don't even last that long. Like, not even to shoot them down. They got some cute
exactly.
stuff.
Like, people
but it don't last long after two or
house,
three washes. That's it.
I'm on a level of extra. I'm a fashion girl. City girl life. So, you know, I got two closets. So, they're like, damn, you got so many clothes. Bitch, I'm not trying to be funny, but have you ever worn Rainbow's clothes? Or, like, some of these little, bitch, you get one or two uses off that shit. So, I got to put these in a rotation, you know? So, you know, I just be trying to strategize.
I know that feeling. Yeah, we got to. But yeah, I'm definitely gonna keep in touch. You know, we Facebook friends, so you keep in touch with me anytime you wanna jump on and talk about something that's on your heart, you let me know, because I just got approved.
Oh my God,
I just got my this podcast on iHeartRadio. So if thank you. I'm excited for the future for the podcast, and I really just when I started it talking about stuff that I went through in life, and I was like, well,
right.
Why don't I just bring on other people to talk about something that they've gone through and give out a message
if
to people that are listening.
Telling,
so
I'm
trying to go hard and go big with this podcast, and you know,
to niggas not being shit, to plus size fashion. I'm versatile. I does it all.
That's what's up.
Okay,
I would definitely
you.
Make sure I hit
thank
you up
so much.
For another episode because I'm trying to get it out there. But I do appreciate it. Yes, ma'am. Thank you for joining in and talking. I enjoyed your vibes in the conversation.
Okay, thank you.
And,
have a good day, okay?
You know, again,
bye-bye.
Hit me up anytime you need me.